Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I'm here with Vaibhava from the Marketplace team, and she has some really exciting announcements and demos to show us of the new Marketplace experience.
Absolutely.
Tell us about it.
For folks who don't know what the Marketplace is, it's a great way for you to get access to products and solutions that are built and optimized for Azure. These products come from not just Microsoft, but from our ISV partners. And so it's our ecosystem of products that work really great on Azure.
So it allows customers to come in and they're like, oh gosh, I really want to deploy this big Hadoop cluster.
Yep.
From, let's say, Cloudera or Horton or something. And they go in and they click, and it launches.
Absolutely.
And we've had this for a while now. So we've had a Marketplace experience for a while, but the experience has been suboptimal.
One of the big feedback areas that we've gotten in the past is that, you know, there, you have a ton of solutions, but it's really hard to navigate and sort of figure out what solution I want.
Too many solutions even.
Yes, and I can't filter down to what I want. I can't search for what I want. And so we decided to fix that.
Okay, so now you're going to show us a little bit of what that looks like. This is live today. We're seeing this. Oh, it's been live for a little while, actually, hasn't
it? It's been live for 2 days.
Okay. By the time this goes live, it will be 2 weeks and 2 days.
No, like 3 days.
Okay, got it. Anyway. Okay, so go. Let's see what this looks like.
Let's get started with your favorite search engine. So I look for the Azure Marketplace, or I look for a product in the Azure Marketplace, and it takes me to a search result, and I jump right into the Azure Marketplace experience.
And you don't have to use Google for this, but you can.
No, you don't.
Okay, good.
You like best.
It's just you said your favorite search engine. I just wanted to make sure for any search engine you want to use.
And so the first thing that you'd notice, in case you've been here before, is that the experience is completely different. The layout is different.
They glow when you click on them.
Exactly.
That's my favorite part. They like light up. It's like, I feel like they're dancing. Anyway.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And so the layout is different, but it helps you sort of navigate this a lot better. Now, the first thing you notice is that there's a bunch of product categories on the side, which help you understand and drill down into particular product areas.
I see.
So within Compute, you have a set of feature products, but then you also have specific application types.
MapR, like Cloudera, exactly, the Hadoop stuff, there you go. Yeah.
Exactly. And you could also, say, go into web and mobile and look for like blogs or specific types of applications.
Yeah, WordPress and Braco, cool.
Now, if you know already what you want, and so say you're looking for Barracuda, you could type that in there, and it's going to start giving you the actual recommendations.
It autocompletes right there, very cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so you could pick it up. Now, if you're like me, you were probably going to misspell Barracuda. And so I would do,
That's like a crazy,
crazy
misspell.
You
misspelled it too much.
Yes.
There we go.
I do that.
Oh,
and
look, it figured
still
it out.
Gives me okay. Solution.
So Barracuda does not work, but Barracuda does work.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so the other cool thing is that let's check out the actual product pages.
Yeah.
So if I'm looking at migrating from on-prem and I already use Checkpoint and I love it, I go into the product page.
Mm-hmm.
And I can look at the basic product information and screenshots that are available.
That's awesome.
And what I'm going to get when I deploy
this
product.
All this detail, you can kind of go in and take a look. And then if I want to figure out like what the pricing would be, I see you've got plans and pricing.
Exactly. So what you can do now is look at the different offerings and SKUs that are available for Checkpoint. And so here, Checkpoint offers a BYOL, that's bring your own license, and it offers a hourly pricing model as well. And so you could choose, if you already have a license, you want to go BYOL, but if you don't, then you can absolutely go with hourly pricing.
So like if I'm trying it out for the first time, I'm going to give it a couple hours, I'll maybe do the pay-as-you-go, deploy it, see what it's like. But then maybe I want to go back and actually go reach out to Checkpoint and say, hey, you know what, I'm going to buy a license. I can always come back and then do the BYOL from there.
Exactly.
So that's power. Power of choice.
Power of choice
there
is
you
great.
Go.
And so the next step is that you look further down and what you get is the publisher recommendations on the actual compute tiers that you want to run this product on.
Oh, awesome. So these are this is what they're actually recommending you deploy it on.
Exactly. And so you could check these out, but then if you're a veteran and you're like
an expert. a marketplace expert, as it were. We actually have titles for that. So you are a principal marketplace expert.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's not very well known, but it's an internal title.
That is an internal title. It's not. In fact, we're the only two that know about it at this point. But
and so you can go to all virtual machine instances and say, you know, I want a compute optimized instance, and I want a, you know, specifically a 4-core machine. And so this will then filter down the actual
the options you got there. Yeah, and you can choose RAM and very cool.
Yeah, and then here you can look at like the entire infrastructure as well as the software pricing, and you get the breakdowns and the total costs. Now, if you're a person who models offline. Fret not, because you can
like
then
model like, like model.
No, I mean like pricing.
Because I do, I model offline.
You can download this as a CSV and check out the actual pricing tiers, and so it sort of gives you.
Simple CSV. Understand now what you meant by model. Okay.
And this is a great way for.
I was still just thinking of myself. That was the problem when you continued. Anyway, go on, please.
This is a great way for you to compare products offline, and works really well.
I see. So you can then basically get the pricing of, you know, Checkpoint and some other solution and basically put them next to each other and say, great, if I'm going to run this for, you know, the next 6 weeks and I'm going to run it this size, what's my two pricing?
Exactly.
I see. You can even build a nice little table in Excel. Excel is a powerful tool.
It's pretty great. Mm-hmm. And so the other really cool part of the new experience is that it actually puts in the test drive aspect of this directly in the experience itself. So I can look at the list of all the test drives that are available.
So hold on, let me just ask, what is a test drive?
That's a great question.
Thank you. Was not in a script either. This is off the cuff right now.
So test drive is a great way for you to go in and try a product with no commitment. And what that means is you get to try it for free. You don't need an Azure subscription. You don't even need an account. You just go in and try it for free. And this is offered by the ISVs as a way for you to evaluate the product.
So you're like, in this case, F5, they come in and they say, great, we're gonna basically enable this test drive. You don't need any Azure anything. You just try it out and you're like, wow, I like it. And then you can go and buy from there.
Exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
Exactly. And so if you want to check out what this product is about, you go in and you look at you know, the descriptions and what is available, but then you can click on Test Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Test Drive portal allows you to have a authenticated view so that you could then see, you know, your history and other options for other test drives that you could use. Now, I'm using a generic email address, and so you don't actually need an Azure account to do this.
Okay.
So I'm using a generic email address.
Right, so this is just a Microsoft account, so just a Hotmail live account, all that.
Exactly.
Okay,
and then it takes me directly into the test drive experience.
Oh, look at this.
And the cool part of this is I can not just see like how long this is gonna run, so FI allows me to run this for 4 hours, but I can also look at screenshots and understand what I'm gonna get as part of
this. What is the product all about? Look at this.
And then you go further down and you get a full view of what is available as part of the test drive itself. So what steps you're going to take and what you're going to actually learn as part of the configuration. You just click on start free test drive and then you get
details
started.
And away you go. And no account necessary.
Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. So this is super cool. So this is, it's really a revamp of the full experience for Marketplace.
Yep.
A great categorization. It allows you to go find the solutions you're looking for really quickly. Search works even if you misspell. That's a very notable point. Great details on what you're deploying. And then Test Drive, a really easy way to go get started on some of these apps. So, wow. It's just like a really powerful, cool thing that you've built here.
It's pretty great. So try it out and give us your feedback.
Give it a test drive even.
Exactly. We'd love to hear your feedback. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining. If you've got questions for us, comments, feedback, please let us know at #AzureTWC. And that's Azure Tuesdays with Corey. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Do you know my name? All right.
Clap.
You ready?
Thank you.
Sorry.
Got it.
That's my clap's on. There we go.
That's nice and crisp.
There we go. Nice crisp one. All right. Vibe-a-ba? Did I get it right?
Yes. Sir.